Deep in the heart of Appalachia, guys set out on a quest to create the greatest podcast.
Sorry, dude. I thought we agreed on the correct pronunciation of Appalachia.
No, dude. We've talked about this. We've talked about this over and over and over. It's pronounced Appalachia.
Listen, freaking angels and the women got together. That's how we got Bigfoot. That's how we got vampires. That's why we got all of this stuff.
These ancient Appalachian mountains that are literally older than bones. There's old entities here. When you start finding out more about them, they start finding out more about you.
Good Lord, sir. This goose has gone rabid. You think you're just going to run up with your little sword on the king of the goose squad?
Listen, the old entities of Middle Appalachia are unexplainable. They are eerie.
Breach.
And they are one of these things that will keep us, the hill folks, and the people who live in the area, constantly searching for answers. That they probably will never, ever find. And this is why we love Appalachian Intelligence.
Hello, Hill Folk, and welcome back, finally, to a new episode of Appalachian Intelligence. And I said it right because my brother Lance is here with me. He would have corrected me anyway.
That's exactly right, I would have. What's going on, guys? Glad to be back after a bit of a hiatus.
Yes.
Things will be coming.
Yes.
And we're still here. We're still recording. We're still putting the stuff out. It's been a little crazy the last few weeks.
Big things are coming, but it has been crazy. Yeah, man. Justin is going to be non-existent pretty much. If you guys hear him on any podcast anytime soon, it'll be just because he was lucky enough to be able to have that much time to do it. But we're looking to about May, I would say, before Justin's going to be at the soonest.
Breaking news. He fell into a portal.
He did.
We don't know for sure. The last contact we had, he was hoping to be able to escape the portal by sometime in May. When just sucked him butthole first right through it. So we don't know all of the things that happened for sure, but we're hoping to get him back from the portal soon. Maybe when he comes back, but.
Oh, it may be. It had to have happened in the bathroom studio.
That's absolutely what took place.
Guaranteed he was researching some stuff, had to poop, sat down. That's how he went butthole first.
He's just gone.
And it's crazy he's been able to contact us, which is our little secret, I guess.
We can't reveal all of the things that are behind her.
Yeah. Just don't worry about it, you mugs. But man, it's just good to be back on here recording with you.
No, son.
Yeah. So you guys know the whole spiel. You know where to find us, Instagram. The Discord's still there. I get on there every once in a while to see what's going on. YouTube channel still going. Done a couple of shows with recordings of some other shows. We were on Counter Cult. I was on Counter Cult this past. They just dropped a few days ago. That episode's out. But yeah, big things are coming. We're gonna be as big as Joe Rogan by next year. That's my prediction.
Just put that out there into the ether and see what happens.
Mostly because I'm doing steroids now, but oh, you guys thought I meant the show. No. So Lance, you were talking to me. You have a friend. I don't know if it's okay to say their name, but
it was a former guest we had on the show. About this time last year, probably more around June of last year, we had a couple guys on that had some Bigfoot stories, and some Crafts in the Air stories. Mike Owens and Brent Deal were on with us, and we actually recorded that in a hotel room on a cell phone last year. And they had some really interesting stories about Bigfoot and had been listening to the show. And we finally talked them to come on and tell us their stories. And I actually had heard from Brent a couple this weekend. He was around and had told me that he needed to. Well, it's actually told my, I gotta tell the full truth behind the story. Told my brother that he needed to get a hold of me, because he'd had another pretty legitimate Bigfoot story that he wanted to tell me, so that we could either get him on to tell the show, to tell you all, or just have me tell the story of one that happened to him recently. Now, I'll vouch for Brent. He's an OBS guy. Like, so when he tells me these stories, I know he's not making stuff up. Like, it's just something that's actually happened to him before. And if you can go back in the show log and probably find it, it was like one of the stories. He was out in the wintertime, I think, and was outside by his dad's house or something like that in the woods, and heard knocking on a couple of different trees, and heard it for a long time. And it was like distinct knocks, very patterned knocks. There wasn't any wind blowing or anything. So he had a couple of those instances and a couple of stories about Bigfoot as well. And he recently has had another pretty interesting, I would say, Bigfoot experience. So in around the area, around the Fremont area, where Justin one time told a story that they had saw something walking across the road late at night. Brent and his son were heading back to their home after a ball game or practice or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there is a VDOT station that's down there. And like down below the VDOT station, maybe a couple of miles or whatever, are the places where they keep the salt mixture for the roads for when the bad weather comes. And they were around that area when Brent said, I've got to pee. Like, I don't think I can make 20 more minutes to get to the house. Like, I'm about to bust. Like, I've got to pee. So it was late at night, and he told his son, who was with him, they were going to pull over here on the side of the road. I'm going to turn the lights off. That way, you know, sitting here on the side of the road, the lights on, somebody drives by, won't think we're old drunks out here, just, you know, relieving ourselves. We're going to pull off over here, and we'll pee quickly and do the business that we need to do and get back in the car and go home. He said, so he pulled over and they were outside. It was dark, pitch dark, no moon that night. And all the lights were off in an area of the road where there were most roads in Dixon County, no street lights or anything like that, just old country roads. And was there and was standing outside and heard noises that sounded like, he described them as like hoots or hollers. Or something kind of like making a screaming noise, or and maybe like if you think about maybe how you hear a baboon or a monkey or something, you know, how they kind of make those crazy noises sometimes. Oh, he said, yeah. That's kind of what it was. And he said they listened to it for like 10 minutes. And he said it was totally his fault. He was so captivated by it, they never thought to pull his phone out of his pocket. Like, he said, I know everybody tells me, honestly, we just listened and we were so captivated that it never even registered that I needed to pull my phone out. He said, it was so loud, though, that had I pulled my phone out, you definitely would have gotten a very clear audio sound of what it was. Like, it was very, very clear and seemed to be very, very close. So they listened to it, he said, for like 10 minutes. And he and his son both heard it distinct. Like, I don't know what you would call it. I'm going to call it hoots or hollers, right? Or screams or screeches or whatever. So it quit and they waited around a little bit longer to see if they could hear it again, a few more minutes, and nothing happened. So they got in the car and drove down to the VDOT to make sure that there wasn't some guys out working or machinery running or unloading stuff or whatever, to make sure nobody was around, that it couldn't have been, you know, just working somewhere, machinery or anything like that. So they drove down there. Nobody was there. Definitely nobody around, nobody working. I mean, any type of equipment running that would have caused this either. He said he really couldn't, if he was, as he said, as he and his son were driving home, couldn't really describe exactly what they'd heard, but both had definitely heard it, right? And couldn't really like get a good description of exactly what it was. So he goes home and then to work the next day and is explaining the story to coworker, somebody at work, and telling them the same thing that had happened. So they went online and started pulling up some different sounds of just animals that would be around the area. Panthers, bear, just all the different sounds those animals had to make. And he said none of them were, as they were playing those sound bites, none of them were the sounds. He said, but when they stumbled onto or searched up a Bigfoot sound, what people think will have heard Bigfoot sounds, he said as soon as the lady hit the button and it started making the noise, it was 100% that sound. Undeniable, absolutely for sure, was the sound that was on the soundbite of the Bigfoot. I haven't seen Brent in person yet. I'm going to call him this week and get him to send me the same sound that he had heard, send me the soundbite as well, so that we can have it. And we'll, once I get that, I'll post that or have somebody post, have Justin or Ryan post that one so you all can kind of get it as well. But this is now the same general area in which there have been, in that Fremont, Eastern Lick Creek area, there have been a couple of different instances now in which there have been people who have seen, have heard, and have seen signs of what seems to be a mountain Bigfoot that's kind of roaming around, or Bigfeet or whatever, kind of roaming around the area.
Wood boogers,
as we like to call them around these parts. Yeah. So that's a story I got this week, a very interesting one. And as soon as I can get the soundbite, I'll have that and we'll post that and kind of see the area. And I plan on, I'll be over that way this weekend. I plan on driving to the area as well, just kind of looking around and just seeing, going in the daylight, and the leaves aren't on yet. Stuff starting to bloom, but the leaves aren't on yet. And just kind of looking around from the road there and kind of just see what I can see, right? See if there's any sign or just anything that may be peculiar that could potentially be maybe a local habitat or a feeding area or whatever the case may be, but maybe some wood burgers in the area.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know, dude. Maybe you have one start screaming at you while you're there.
Or maybe I'll just see one.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see one. I might just see it.
Because if Lance, if you come to me and you say, okay, I seen Bigfoot, I'm going to be like, all right, Bigfoot's fucking real.
Like, I know that you say this now, but I will make sure that if I see the Bigfoot, it will be captioned on film 100%. Maybe even a shot taken at it just because. Just to say that, you know, this is really what's happening. So that's. It's kind of crazy too. You think about our little area that we're at, which, you know, we have, you know, the High Knob area that has wood booger, and there's tons of, you know, Cracker's Neck. We talked about that story on here as well, and how that had its own kind of the name of it is because of a Bigfoot encounter. Our little neck of the woods here, our portion of our Hicktown portion of Appalachia, like there's a lot. It doesn't get a ton of like big recognition. There's not a ton of people rolling up in here, and, you know, we don't have as much, I guess, density of Bigfoot sightings as most places do, mainly because our area is a lot smaller and people around here don't talk about stuff like that as much. But
if you do, there is a
considerable amount of people that have had what I would say legitimate Bigfoot encounters or listening moments of hearing them or had things that have happened, which is just, again, man, you know, it's crazy place we live around here. And that could have been some meth head up in the woods doing something too. Like, that's a legitimate possibility.
It could have been.
But I will never discount the ability for a local meth head to appear, sound, and act like a Bigfoot. But
yeah,
there's a lot of those, and it seems too like there have been more. We're hearing more and more of those things too. Ryan, this is just a thought that I've had. Okay, especially since I've heard this story and heard a few other like this. We have recently, in the last, 5 to 7 years, maybe 10 years, reintroduced a pretty substantial elk population.
Oh, yeah.
Into the area. To the point now, like, people are hitting them, like, in the road and stuff during a bad storm, because they like the salt on the roads. And, like, people can just, you can go see them, like, over towards the breaks and stuff. Like, they're just there. Like, it's just, like, it's no big deal. Like, they're growing up, like, there was no elk here at all.
Not.
It was, you never saw them. But now it's just, like, there's, like, people, like, there's tours that go see the elk up on, you know, Poplar Gap and different places.
I see them every day.
Yeah, there's becoming to be a pretty substantial population of elk around the area. And it's a pretty good food source for a Bigfoot.
Yeah. Or a wolf.
Or a wolf.
Just like I thought I saw. I told that. Did I tell you?
You have not told. I have not heard this.
Okay, dude. So, are you familiar with Greenbrier at all?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, you don't go to Greenbrier unless you have to go to Greenbrier.
So, right hand fork here, you know where the old mines property mm-hmm. is? Okay. Well, now they made that road. You can just keep going straight up. You're right there on Poplar Gap, Southern Gap.
Right.
So now instead of going all the way to the breaks to Kentucky, I can jump up the mountain. It takes me 7 minutes to get up the mountain and then jump right to Kentucky on the main road. Well, anyway, right after you pass that spot where the mines is, you take this narrow road. You know, you're on that road, but it narrows down. And there comes this one part. You come up this hump and you're coming into a blind left-hand curve, which goes into a blind right-hand curve. But when you come up that hump, you can look up the mountain and see the road coming down, see oncoming traffic.
Okay.
So I habitually, when I get to that point, that's the first thing I do is look up the mountain, see who's coming. You know, that depends on how I drive that road.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah,
you Duke's know. Duke boys called that straightening the curves.
Yeah. So I look up. And what I thought was a deer was there. So I thought, okay, there's a deer in the road. And then it turned because it was like 45 coming at me. So there's a cliff in this, and it's the road curves around that cliff. So it's on this side of the cliff coming down at me at like a 45 straight at me. And then it turned to go over the berm and over the hill, and it's got a tail. Big bushy tail, and its ears are up and its muzzle's out. And I'm like, holy crap, it's a coyote because same color as a deer. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that's a coyote. It's like a world freaking record because, dude, I thought it was a deer. That's how big it was.
Holy like, cow.
You ever seen one of those Great Pyrenees?
Mm-hmm.
Like that, but longer. And, dude, you know, coyotes are not getting.
No, they're
big.
No, most, and I have seen recently here, now that it's kind of moving into coyote mating season, or not mating, the pups are kind of around now, they need to be fed. I've seen a lot more coyotes than I would usually see, which is always the case this year. And matter of fact, we saw one last weekend that had been hit on the road, going down towards Pound, on 23 southbound, and when we first kind of stopped and looked, I thought it was a deer. Like it had the exact same color. Right.
Yeah.
And then, so I, oh man, I'll turn around, go back and look at it. Where was it? Well, it wasn't a deer. The hair was way too long. So I went back up northbound and crossed over and went back down and kind of stopped in the middle of the four lane because I'm that guy and opened the door and looked at it. And it was a big coyote, but it was not like as big as a deer. Right. It just had the same coloring as one, but it was one of the bigger coyotes I had seen. But it was no bigger than probably like a small lab, maybe, you know, even small, nowhere near the bulk, of course, but
yeah,
it was extra furry because, you know, it's starting to lose their hair or whatever, but it was nowhere near the size of a deer.
Dude, this thing was massive. I picture it all the time, dude, because when I thought, you know, when it was walking at me, first glance, just the coloring, I thought a deer. When I looked back up and it turned, I stopped the car right there. I was like, what am I looking at? Because it probably, you know, those thoughts process pretty quickly. And then I just hit the brakes and I'm sitting there and I'm like, what in the world is going on. So it goes over the hill. I drive up there, pull over that side, put my car in park on this hill, set the emergency brake, and I freaking get over on the passenger side and I'm looking for tracks. There are none. But I watched, I know it jumped the berm. So it may not have just touched the snow. You know, this was that couple of Saturdays ago that we had that light snow.
Right.
So that's why I went to look for tracks. There was snow there. Because I thought, I want a picture. If this thing stepped in this snow, I want a picture of its paw. But it was, it jumped the berm.
You're so, thinking wolf. You're like, you legitimately think wolf.
I'm legitimately thinking wolf. And I've never seen a wolf first, in the wild.
That'd be the first wolf story of this area that I have heard from people.
Yeah.
Ever. It is. It would make sense. Those things. I don't know, where is the closest wolves to us that we know of?
I'm thinking the Northeast. I mean, you got to think, what, Michigan? They got them, right?
Yeah.
Where they got timber wolves up there?
They have timber wolves there.
And then you got to figure the Northeast, like Maine. I don't know about Connecticut, Vermont, New York, all that. I would imagine New York, upstate, and the mountains would have them. But, oh, yeah. If only we had something in our fingertips that had all this information.
Well, there's wolves in North Carolina.
Oh. Oh, you know what? That is right. My brother-in-law has been seeing them. And he lives in the outskirts of Charlotte.
I mean, there's wolves in, obviously, out west, you know, Montana, so on. Yeah. So with Minnesota, Michigan has wolves. According to this, you know, I'm on the National Wildlife Federation.
Yeah.
But there are wolves in North, I don't know, there are wolves in North Carolina.
See, that's crazy. We're not that far. It makes me wonder if they introduce them in this area and don't tell anybody. That's the other thing. That's the reason I pulled up there too, is because where it went over the hill leads down to a field. And I thought I'd get a better sight of it. I wanted to know if it was wearing a collar.
Right.
Because if it was wearing a collar, I know they're not tracking coyotes. Because here's a fun fact about coyotes. You know, when they do have pups, the females and the ones that stay with the pups while the other ones are hunting, they send out those calls all the time, right? And then you'll hear one across the mountain call back. So if they ever call to one of those scouts and one of those scouts doesn't call back, one of the females goes into heat. Yeah, immediately to replace it. And you know they're not
running around everywhere.
Yeah. I just learned that fun fact the other day. I can't remember what I was listening to. But it's like, yeah, no wonder coyotes are out of hand around here, man. They bring all this in, and I mean, you kill one and all it does is put the females in the heat to bring more in.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
If that is one, you know, I'm not saying I'm sure you saw a wolf. I mean, I believe that you saw one. When you reintroduce a food source like elk, things are going to come and try to find that food source. I mean, that's a simple law of nature, right? It's food chain.
There's no natural prey for them here.
There is none.
The black bears aren't going to do it. The coyotes aren't going to do it.
No.
They might pick on their young, maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
But even the the Coyote have not even really, they have done something. They have influenced the deer population. I don't think they have hurt the deer population by no means.
No.
In this area. They have scattered them, and now, you know, they're not where they usually are, but they've not hurt the population by no means. Matter of fact, speaking of, I was coming, listen to this story, you know, crazy story. We're doing a wildlife episode tonight, apparently. I'm driving up from Norton the other night, and the hill by Walmart right there, you know, like they've built that new building up there on the right hand side on 23.
Yeah.
You've been over this way in a while, but they've graded all that land and hydro seeded it, right? So it's just a big open area now. I counted 28 deer in one spot.
The hydro seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, turkeys love that stuff too.
But you never see that many in one place around this area. Never. I thought, hey, that's something I'd see in Ohio. That's a pack. It's a whole herd.
You know, when we were younger and in school, when they were doing all these gas wells around all these areas,
mm-hmm.
Well, the holler I lived in, they were drilling all kinds of them on Pawpaw and his brother's land. Well, Dad, every spring and fall when turkey season came around, all they did was go where they were hydro seeding. That's where the biggest turkeys were.
Absolutely.
You just had to follow the workers.
Well, man, first wolf sighting, I mean, we need to put that down somewhere.
That's what I told everybody. I was like, I'm not saying it was a wolf. I'm just telling you, it wasn't a German Shepherd. It wasn't a Great Pyrenees. It wasn't the same color. It was one of the biggest dogs, canine animals I've seen out in the wild ever. I've never seen a wolf in the wild, so I don't know. You know,
you probably saw the transition of a dog man.
I may have. Apparently, see, I always thought that the skinwalkers and the wendigos and all that were just these evil spirit things, but apparently, if you figure out who they are, you just go run them out of town.
Okay.
You kill them. Okay. Didn't know that. Yeah, it's Joey that bags groceries down here. I know that son of a bitch. Let's go get him.
Get the pitchfork, skin the lanterns ready.
Never trusted that damn Jimmy. But I think I said Joey, but oh, yeah, man. Yeah, the world doesn't seem to be getting any better since we've all last spoken.
Well, no, things are just crazy, right? I mean, they've always been crazy, and they just keep getting crazier, it seems as if.
I'm telling you, though, Lance, the more I listen to Bobby Kennedy Jr., I'm a fan.
You know, I can understand that. I get that.
There's one issue I don't know his stance on, but I don't know. You ever feel like, at what point am I compromising my morals to try and who I think is the better one? Like, that's literally what we have to choose from.
Like, when you have to start making the choice of the lesser of the two evils, right? And that's...
Yeah. It just feels
never
like...
That's never a good place for a democratic society that has to vote for the elected officials, or... I don't really like either of these guys, but this one's not as bad. But this, you know, it's in that, but it's been that way now for, I mean,
yeah, forever.
A long time. Like that's just kind of the nature of the way things have been. And, you know, there's 87,000 different conspiracy theories out there on why things are the way that they are. And I know some of them have proven to be true, some of them not. But I mean, just the, it's just almost like every day. So my wife is a huge, like, she loves politics. I don't know why, but she does. I mean, it's just one of her things, right? She likes the English royal family, and she likes politics. And she likes to talk to me about both those things. And I listen intently and lovingly because she's concerned about those things, right?
Yes.
But so she has Fox News on at his house all the time. And it, you know, I'm not here to debate whether which news organization is pushing the whatever propaganda. They are giving you what you want to hear. That's why you're watching it, right?
Yes.
I don't watch MSNBC or CNN because they don't talk about the things she wants to hear. Fox News talks about the things she wants to hear, so that's what she listens to, and that's the way of
the way it is.
That's just the way that it is, right? And it's okay. But it seems as if now that as crazy as things have been from January to March the 7th, I think this is a personal opinion. Now that we essentially have, like, in stone now that Biden and Trump are going to be running against each other again, that the crazy is just really going to start ramping up.
And terribly.
Yeah. It's just going to continue to get worse from both sides. Like, it's not.
Yes.
Right. I'm not saying one's rotten. I'm not saying I agree with one or the other. I'm just simply saying that we're going to see a whole host of things that are going to be pretty intense, I would imagine. And not in like a fear-mongering way. I don't think that necessarily will affect like our day-to-day. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still going to go to work and still have to pay our taxes and still do all the things that we're doing. But
yeah, it could affect some. In these major cities, I would really be on the lookout there.
I'm just interested to kind of see like what's next, right? Because nothing's coming. It's going to happen. I fully expect by August, Ryan. This is just me. I fully expect by August that we see on a major news network the remains of an alien.
Oh, guaranteed.
Or something to that effect. Some air quote legitimate source, some, you know, ABC company that or organization that rolls one of these things out, and like, this is the new normal, and this is what we're going, and a whole host of ideas on what it may be. You know, the boys over at Cryptid the Corns thinks that it could be a flying thing from the animal that's in the sky that we don't see, right? Then we call that an animal. There could be an artificially intelligent or an AI generated image of something. I don't know exactly what it will be, but I just had the feeling by the time we really get close to election time, when things get really, really ramped up, that they're going to roll something like that out. And that's going to be the major talking point moving into this election cycle.
Here's how it's gonna go.
I'm here for it, baby. Let's bring ET home. Like,
here's how it's gonna go. All right, the press secretary's brought in. She's like, "All right, Nancy, what do I tell them?" Nancy's like, "It's time to reveal the big guy." The press secretary's gonna be like, "No, we can't." And then Nancy Pelosi is going to reveal to the world that Bigfoot actually exists.
Okay.
And he was just Operation Paperclip gone wrong. And somehow they made too many of them. And they bred and got out.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Or it's interdimensional. I don't know. I say that just to piss the Bigfoot world off, because apparently it's a big deal, whether you're flesh and blood or interdimensional.
That's a big fight they like to have. Yeah. We're not in the Bigfoot world.
No, we just root for him.
Absolutely.
Go big guy.
I don't know. It just seems like, as crazy as things were during the last major election cycle, last presidential election cycle, with the COVID and the shutdowns and just the panic that everybody was in, and how that, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, you can't be a walking, breathing human and say that didn't have some type of an effect on the outcome of the election.
Yes.
OK. Okay. Was it done on purpose? I don't know. Like, I'm not here to say that. I have my own thoughts and opinions on those things, but it definitely had an effect. And I think they, the people who are in charge, realize that effect and how they can influence things through a certain way, in that it's going to be not another COVID, but another thing that will happen that will have an absolute impact on people's way they vote, or how they can manipulate the way people vote, the votes, or whatever it was they did.
I can tell you, me personally, who, I mean, I voted for Trump the first time and the second time.
Yeah, you better,
but
that's right, you did.
But
MAGA wearing hat loving son of a gun.
But what I'm saying is, by now they've done it to where I'm like, man, even if he does win, what the hell are they going to let him do? You know, like, legit, what are they going to let him accomplish? Or is it just going to be like the last 4 years he served? And just, I mean, he did great with what he could, but it was just fight after fight after fight after orange man bad, orange man bad. They've already shown it, like, the first, and not to say I'm picking a side, I'm just saying, to make a case for this. After they announced the Supreme Court in Colorado that Trump, in fact, will be on the ballot for the presidency, Rachel Maddow went on a tirade. It was just, he's old, talking about Biden, but we're just going to have to pick one, aren't we? And all this. But it was so, yeah. Right now, there's so much, and just talking shit about the Supreme Court, who was the greatest thing ever up until that point, you know.
It's tiresome.
It really is.
And I just try to, like, remove myself from any type of those situations. And
I used to be like your wife, dude. I was so caught. I'm so glad I'm not. Like, I pay attention just because I think we should.
Absolutely.
You know, we should know who it is that we're backing. You know, you can't just blindly, this is who I'm going for. Why? I don't know. They got a cool car, you know. It's freaking, you need to know what's going on. You should pay attention. But I was consumed by it for a long time. And I also understand when I was in that place, I was completely biased because I was wrapped up in an idea, not, you know, what I thought it should be and what I thought we needed and all this, you know, and I felt very strongly about it. And, dude, that's all I talked about. And then after a while, even I got to notice, and I was like, dude, you can't just talk politics with everybody you freaking talk to.
And it's conversations that they're fun to have, right? But
yeah,
you're never gonna convince anybody anything different. Like, everybody's pretty well set how they're set. And
yeah, you remember it was. I heard somebody talking about this the other day. Remember when nobody talked about politics?
Yes, I can remember. It wasn't that long ago.
No, it was the comedians used to make jokes about it.
Yes,
Dave Chappelle had a joke. White people. So anyway, hey, Dan, who you voting for? David, please stay out of my personal business. So anyway, my wife was blowing me the other day. But yeah, I mean, that was nice, huh? We should just go back to that shit. It's this information age, dude.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like the internet is being used. They are able to use it for what they wanted. And I think that's to spread propaganda. I mean, get messages out there, do it. It's just controlling things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think it backfired in the fact that all the information's out there. And there are people, we're not all as dumb as they think. And there are people able to access.
We're here. I didn't want to do politics. We're here. So let's just dive in. I have a whole host of theories and conspiracy ideas on why things are the way that they are. And I won't get into a ton of them because I'm a little more right-leaning than most people are. But this was one of those moments that happened just this week. I was like, there they go again. So Tuesday, Super Tuesday, right? Everybody's out the primaries. That's been going on for forever. We've always had Super Tuesdays for a long time. And for the most part, nobody ever cared about a Super Tuesday. I can remember not even that long ago, not even knowing what Super Tuesday was as a voting citizen and somebody who kept up with politics and what was going on and still didn't know what Super Tuesday, didn't really know like, who, what are these delegates? What does it matter? Who cares? Like, but Ryan, I did find it extremely peculiar that for 30 or 45 minutes, an hour on Tuesday, that all of the social medias were just completely shut down.
I did not. What?
So from 10 to 11, I think, 10 to 11:30 on Tuesday, Instagram, Facebook, all of the major social medias just did not work. Everything was shut down. The only one that was still going was Twitter, just because Elon does his own thing. But like, they're all like, it's just completely shut down.
Holy crap.
And I've seen a ton of conspiracy online. It was a dry run on things, you know, to kind of test the waters on what could potentially happen or how easy they could shut things down for a while or be able to go in and change some boats or do whatever the people are conspiratorially saying they're going to do. But I do think that it's strange. Just like, was it 2 weeks ago when Verizon and AT&T shut down for a while?
Yeah.
Right. So that was another instance in which, yeah, they came in and said, well, we had a server malfunction or solar flare or whatever it was. But like, it was weird that for a large portion, for a bit of time, they just kind of shut some stuff down for a while.
Yeah, they just can.
They just can do that. Like, so my phone never quit working. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of weird. Like, so I have Xfinity Mobile. That's the carrier that I have. My buddy at school has Verizon. We were standing right beside each other. Now, those are supposed to work on the same towers. Xfinity just leases Verizon's towers. That's how they do that. But his was not working and mine was, and we were pinging off the same tower. How does that make any sense?
It doesn't. That's crazy. Dude, well, I mean, it's just like they said down there, in the Miami alien thing or the teenage fight with sticks, we don't know which one, but they said they shut down
all air traffic,
the freaking cell phone service in the area,
just in the area around it.
Yeah, just in the area. So that right there showed their hand, and nobody. I mean, we weren't paying attention to that part of it because we were seeing the aliens.
How fast did that go away?
Oh my God, so fast. And then all they do is make everybody just makes jokes about it. So, I mean,
all these events have taken place. Yeah. Like, and they're like, it just, the news cycle rolls over and like the next day it's gone. Yeah. Don't hear anything else about it.
That was it.
Like, what are we doing? Like, people were videoing aliens on the ground. Like, we'll be not somebody not going to like roll up in there and be like, hey,
yeah,
what did you see? There were hundreds of people in the area. You could see them running around on video.
Yeah. Nobody had their phones out. Not one CCTV camera.
Hey, guys, did anybody see an alien running around? Like, yeah. There was at least one normal functioning brain person in the area that looked at the alien and thought, that's different. And they didn't tell anybody.
Which one of these does not belong?
Like, I'm not real smart, but like, if I'm in an area and something big and like that's running after me, like, I'm going to remember it.
Yeah, I'm going to be out of there. Apparently, that what were they fading in and out, right?
Yeah.
Like cloaking in and out or something.
Hey, you know what, Ron? If I see something cloaking in and out of reality in front of my face,
I'm out.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to remember it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell people about it.
Bro, this thing was not there, and then it was there.
Straight to my local news station. Like, listen, people, this is what I saw. Put me on air. I'm not crazy. I know what I saw. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. And it just went away like that. But I believe you're onto something, dude. We may have an alien autopsy.
I'm telling you, they're rolling something out.
Yep.
I don't know what it'll be. It may be a piece of an aircraft. It may be, I don't know, a body. Like, I don't know. But I think something's getting rolled out.
Depends on how desperate they get, I think.
I think they're going to get pretty desperate.
I think so, too, because...
Like, listen. All right. I have this conversation with a lot of people. Look at yourself right now and what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. The way things are, just the money that you have to spend to buy the normal things that you need. In your case, you know, gas and food and snuff and so on and so forth. It's just the stuff that you, every day that you use.
Yeah.
I'm not talking the extra stuff, just the normal stuff that you have to get to survive. Power for your house and water bills and all these things. Look at all those stuff. Compare it to 4 years ago and tell me it's better.
Yeah.
It's not, right?
Yeah.
And they can, it's not. No normal person can say, hey, yeah, so much, wages are so much better. No, nobody, no normal person can say that fiscally they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Even if they've saved money and their 401ks have gotten better. Sure. Yeah, I get that. But just day-to-day purchases on things. There's no way it's better. And 99% of the population feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Most, because I ask them, I talk to them. They all feel the same thing, regardless of politics, regardless of left-leaning, right-leaning, middle-leaning, whatever. They all feel the same way. And when politics begins to affect people's checkbooks on a daily basis, then people start to push back.
Yep.
For the longest time, I didn't care who was the president because it really didn't affect me that much, right? I'm still getting a paycheck. Things are costing the same. There's a little fluctuation, but it's nothing that major, like so on and so forth. But there have been decisions that have been taking place over the last 4 years and in both or administrations, right? Both administrations did this.
Yes.
Nobody is better now than they were 4 years ago. And 4 years... And when Trump was in office, yes, you can go on all the different tangents on why things were a little bit better. But the economy was better. Things were cheaper. The stock market might not have been as high. Sure. Interest rates are a lot lower. Sure. But just day-to-day purchases were cheaper. And that is affecting normal people. And then normal people are going to have to go vote to get that to be fixed. And they know that, right? Both sides understand that. The people who are in charge of stuff get that. And they are getting desperate. You can tell by the things they're rolling out and telling us. And yeah. I think that the way they're trying to spin stuff, you can cull all of that desperation by rolling out something like this. And then people are not going to care as much about day-to-day stuff when there is aliens among us, right? Or there is this secret that they have been keeping or been waiting for the right time. That's how they're going to be desperate enough to do this, to alter or to refocus or to change or shape the way that we're looking at stuff to eventually. And I think, again, my personal theory on this is just to benefit them more, right? It's us kind of pulled back together. It quells some of the disputes and the conflicts. Now we're all one human race against one not human race. And we all have to work together and do all these things. I honestly think that this may be a bit of Justin's crazy corner coming out of Lance, but I think that that's something that's going to happen here pretty soon. That's just going to be another way they can alter the course of way I think things are going to happen, the way I think things should go.
Dude, I 100% believe that. That's, you know, you want to get into another conspiracy theory here, and this is something else. Just, I would have never imagined. I never even thought anything. When you think Ukraine, Russia, you don't think of anybody else but Ukraine and Russia, right?
And the fact that the government's been laundering money through Ukraine for the last 40 years. But yes.
Yes. Yes, through Ukraine for the last 40 years. Not just that. Last decade. We've had a CIA operation right there in Ukraine. Not only that, they got these bio labs there in Ukraine with the capability of being weaponized that we're very afraid of Russia to get a hold of. It's, dude, we are the biggest bullies in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We start everything.
Yes.
And it's just, that's what I'm getting tired of.
If we're so worried about Russia taking over the biolabs that are in Ukraine, why did we put them there in the first place?
Exactly. And do you think if for 1 second, do you think if this government thinks Putin is going to get a hold of those biolabs, that they won't just fucking level Ukraine themselves? No way they'll let him happen. No way.
This is why I'm kind of the opposite. I do not think that a world war is anywhere close to being on the horizon. I don't know that we'll ever, we will eventually probably have one, but I don't think it is a long ways away.
Yeah.
Because everybody's in bed with everybody.
Yeah.
How does it do any good to just start blowing up places? Like, how's it, what benefit to China is it for them to drop a bomb on New York City and level the industry and level the money that's rolling out of there to help the Chinese government? What good does that do them?
Exactly.
And what good does it do us to go over and do something to China when a huge portion of our imported good, like what? We've made things, people are always complaining about one world government and everybody's just like, it's that way already.
Yeah.
Like we don't have it.
Look at the WHO, the bill they're trying to pass.
Everybody works together. Like it's all, everybody's connected.
They want to pass this pandemic emergency reaction, whatever they're calling it. But anyway, things that fall under the pandemic are, of course, viruses contracted by humans, viruses contracted and spread by animals, and things dealing with the climate crisis. So basically, they're wanting this bill. They can come into if your country's a part of that, and they deem something dangerous to the climate, they can come in and start enforcing these things. Now, what do you think they'll attack? You think they'll attack the oil fields first? The coal mines first? Which one of those is going to put us in a climate crisis? And I'm not saying that climate change isn't happening. I've never said it's not happening. It happens. It's been happening since the Earth was.
The Earth is a living, breathing organism. It's always changing. To piggyback on that, I saw an article today. 1987. One of the government, EPA, there it is, EPA, 1987 EPA, put a post out in the New York Post. If we don't do something to alter the course of the greenhouse emissions that are being pumped into the atmosphere, we will have a major climate catastrophe, raising water levels, and overall total devastation by the year 2000. That was in 1987. The EPA put that out there.
Just a wee bit off.
Hey guys, like nothing's. We just had one of the coolest Februaries on record.
Yeah,
like globally, like one of the coolest Februaries on record. Like it was like 50 or 60 years I saw. But it's just an anomaly. It's an outlier. No, like
this is one of the warmest Marches I can remember though.
Yeah,
like that's great.
Things change. They're going to continue to change. That's just the way that it is. Like, I've said this on here before. Like in the 70s, they were complaining about an ice age.
Yeah.
Like my dad can remember being in public schools and like, the ice age is coming. That's coming. Bering Strait's going to be back. We crossed the land bridge is going to be back. There's going to be ice everywhere. And then it moved into acid rain in the 80s and 90s. And I've said this on here before too. Like I remember learning in like fifth grade about how terrible coal mines were because it made acid rain.
Yeah.
I lived around coal mines my whole life. Yeah. I ain't never seen acid rain.
No.
Have you?
No, that's, I remember when I was.
They would tell us, like, don't go, don't stick, don't open your mouth outside. It'll burn your tongue.
Remember being little, like, oh my God, the rain's going to melt me.
Yes. They told us that. Like, that was something they told us.
That's acid in that rain.
There's acid up there, boys. It'll burn your skin.
Jesus.
Don't you catch them raindrops on your tongue and burn it. Yeah. I remember being outside at rain and be like, does that burn or is it just cold? Like
it'll rust your throat out. That's.
I mean, why?
Yeah, dude, it's.
We're idiots. Like we are. Like we ain't the only people thinking like this.
No,
we're not the only ones that have these thoughts and have these things and be like, none of this makes any sense. Like, why can't they just tell us the truth?
Exactly. And just what is
and then the let point? Me decide.
What I mean,
tell me how bad the economy really is. Tell me where interest rates really. Tell me how bad inflation really is. Tell me how bad this. Border immigration really is. Tell me the truth and then let me decide.
Yeah, because it's not a true democracy with any kind of censorship anyway.
No.
Right? You can't have democracy with censorship. So, and that's basically what they're doing. They are censoring out our voices, taking it away from us when they do things like this. But you're right, Lance. I wish they could just be honest. Like, you know, let's get, I'm almost with John Lennon on this. What if there were no countries? Wouldn't that be awesome? You know, just live like the natives did before white man came along. We're like, what do you mean own land? We just work it. Like, we'll give you $24 for Manhattan. Like, okay.
All right. Like, there anyway.
Yeah.
I just wish they would just give me the facts and let me decide.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is history looks at the natives as being the dumb ones in that deal.
Yeah.
When they were the ones all along, like, people can own land? Like, I thought we'd all just live here. No, it's a pretty big place.
Just lots of space.
Yeah,
there's plenty of room for activities for all of us.
Yeah, I think if we all just spread out. I don't know, man. Could you imagine what the United States would look like without the big cities? Spread the population out.
I want those idiots coming to my backyard.
I know. I'm just saying. Why do we have to live like ants?
Because, Ryan, they've conditioned us.
They've conditioned us. That's why they want to start building these smart cities. That's why they're burning. Have you seen the wildfires in Texas?
Hey, that's not good.
No, the freaking beef industry, and it's only on the beef and chicken farms. That's where the wildfires are happening. Come on.
Hey, Bill, turn the flamethrower off. I ain't eating your fake meat. Turn the flamethrower off.
It's shooting lasers at our chickens. This is.
Hey, and then we had freaking Biden today. I was like, hey, blue roof.
Dude, people in Chile
blue are roof.
Literally painting their roofs blue. Chile's been on fire blue. Forever.
Don't you think that's kind of ironic that the Democrats are saying that the blue roof will keep you safe?
Yeah. Isn't it funny the color blue is the one that keeps you safe?
We ain't real smart, but we ain't stupid. Like.
But yeah, dude, apparently is it Chile that was on? Yeah, Chile is on fire. But apparently that city right there is where the main company for those smart cities is located. So, I mean, it's almost blatant. Like, as I'm watching the video of the 4-6's Ranch and all I see is smoke looking like a a sandstorm coming at that herd of cattle. I'm looking for the laser beams because I'm like, I know these bastards are doing it.
Was it the video in Texas I saw on Twitter that the green laser or whatever, like,
yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. We need to paint all the cows blue.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. I mean, Bill Gates' freaking farmland he's bought up matches everything he's bought. It matches the doomsday map, you know, the world flood map.
Yep.
Yep. Every piece of dry land.
I'd get a hold of Bill Gates for about 3 minutes.
I would too.
Allegedly.
Yep. Allegedly. I allegedly spent 3 minutes with Bill Gates out by the woodshed.
And did you see, all right, we're in it now. Yeah. Have you seen all the Ryan Garcia stuff?
No.
You know who Ryan Garcia is?
Yes. The
boxer?
Yes.
TikTok famous, really fast hands. So he gets on, I don't know, somebody's Twitter live, whatever it's called now. I can't keep up with it. Where they're doing like a hangout. It's not a hangout, but like whatever. And he essentially says, now there's been a bunch of people that have tried to debunk it. There's a bunch of stuff come out since then, but he gets on and is like, hey, I went to Bohemian Grove. They forced me down and made me watch like terrible, terrible things happening to children. There are important people there. I was trafficked by the elites when I was 2 to 3 years old. He's telling all this stuff. And like, he's pretty much saying like everything, all the, you know, Alex Jones, all the conspiracy, all the stuff that you've heard forever. Like he's saying, yeah, it all happened to me too. And he apparently has the receipts to back it up as well.
Jesus. Dude, you know what's crazy is I've been hearing so much about Bohemian Grove lately.
I know. It's like, it's just all of a sudden it's like, that was a real big thing like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And it kind of just went away. Everybody just kind of like accepted it. But now, like, Kid Rock was talking about it on Rogan the other day. Like, it's all of a sudden now there's this big resurface of all this Bohemian Grove stuff.
Yeah.
Alex Jones tapes are like back out on the internet and all this stuff.
It's all resurfacing. I don't know why. But yeah, I thought that was weird. Dude, I'm getting a lot of Bohemian Grove stuff. But off of the conspiracy stuff, Bo Peep Squatch sent me this reel the other day. And so this guy, basically, he's doing a ghost hunt, right? So he's getting somebody. I don't know if it's one of those boxes that go through all the radio frequencies or whatever, or what it was, but he's communicating with it. And basically, he's like, the one question I like to ask is, what year is it? He goes, because they may not know they're dead. That was his theory. Until the thing answered 2082, what year is it there? He's like, oh my God, he thinks I'm the one that's dead. That just, and my brain went, kabloom, and it was like all these numbers were connecting, and I was like, dude, what if it's not paranormal at all? What if it is the future?
I'm still not totally unconvinced, Ryan. I'm getting at the crazy tonight. I've not been on a long time. I talk about all this cis craziness I usually keep suppressed. It's just coming out. I haven't talked to Justin in a while either, so I haven't got to just unleash all this stuff, but I'm not fully unconvinced that extraterrestrials, aliens, whatever we want to refer to them as, aren't like us later.
Dude, I can't tell you how many times that's crossed my mind lately.
Like is that the next whatever?
Is that the next step? Is that where we go? Like, is that why they don't come see us and tell us, or they just come see a couple of us and tell us? Like,
is they just
that
come to us when things are about to go bad and like, hey guys, let's not do this.
Yeah. Don't do that. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's kind of hard to wrap your brain around that too, but like.
It is. And I've been listening to a podcast on the fourth dimension. I've listened to it twice now because, bro, my ears start bleeding halfway through. Like it's so fascinating. Like you can't perceive anything out of your own dimension unless it's less than your dimension. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that's kind of wild.
Now we can see one-dimensional things, which is a dot on a piece of paper, you know, or a triangle. But that triangle, so one dimension, all he would know is left or right. He would never know up or down. So if I dropped a cube down on him, he would only know left or right. He could never see the whole thing. He would just think it's a one-dimensional square, not a three-dimensional cube. That's nuts to think about. That was one of the things I was thinking was, what if Bigfoot and them are interdimensional and they're not actually blurry? We just can't fucking perceive.
Sorry, I kicked a toy.
Oh, no, you're fine. No. I'm saying we just can't perceive the whole entity.
Makes my head hurt, Ryan.
Maybe it's not blurry. Maybe it's just blurry to us. Maybe if we were fourth dimensional creatures, we'd be like, well, that's a handsome fellow. Look at that guy. But I don't know. This is what goes through my mind. Listen, when you're welding 10 hours a day and you're not talking to anybody.
Get some time to yourself just to think.
You got some time to yourself to think. And that's why this podcast is getting more and more important. Because I got to get all this out. Because all I do is take in information all day long. And then I talk to the guys at work, you know. There's a couple of guys at work that really like to talk about this stuff, though. So that helps.
Have you noticed, Ryan, any more of our flying things that go up only with unusual chemtrails? You seen any of those?
All the time, dude. It's every week.
That's just, yeah. It's the same thing here, too. Like,
it's
and it don't look like planes.
No. It's almost become like normal. Like, there it is.
It's got to be planes, right?
I don't know. That's what I keep thinking. Is like, is it flying away from me, towards me? But then you look at all the other planes in the sky. Nothing else. And trust me, from up on that mountain, like I could probably see 10 planes.
Right.
You know, if I just do a 360. Because it's just that vast. Once you're up top, you know, you can see for miles. But yeah, dude, there's no other planes that do that. It's just like randomly, there's one going straight up in the air.
And it's randomly.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, the chemtrail's just gone.
Yeah. And I don't know of any commercial jets that just freaking go, wait, folks, we're going to climb 30,000 feet real quick.
And have two, like, distinct, it's okay. I just, because we see them a lot.
Yeah. I see
it. Heather and I, we've tried to, like, reason that it's got to be a jet. It's just moving. Just to us optically, it looks like it's moving that way, but it's not. It's just an optical illusion. But
yeah,
you see other jets that look like normal jets that fly into the air and have normal chemtrails, and it's just like, hey, there's a normal one. Yeah. What's the other one? Oh, and I never see them in the same place.
No.
Here's another theory on it too, right? I have, like, I can walk outside. It's almost 11 o'clock. I can walk outside right now and point to you five different locations where you will see a jet. Because we are in a pretty major, where my house is a pretty major flight in the flight zone.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that one's going to Atlanta. That one's coming from Charlotte. I can tell you, like, where they're coming. And I like looking at, I like planes. I like that. I'm weird. I like that kind of stuff. And they're always there. It's because it's the same. They run the same route, right? They run the same route all the time. I never see one of those straight flying up with weird chemtrails in the same place. I've never seen one in the same place.
You know what I just thought of? You just made me think of this. Because you're into the planes. My buddy, my neighbor right here, his little boy loves planes. Like, name any plane ever, and this little guy will give you the rundown on it.
That's awesome. My topic.
But he's got an app that he points to the sky.
Yeah, and it shows you where the
shows you what plane, what flight it is,
and
everything.
The app, when you see one of those things.
I forgot about that. I'm going to download that app.
Yes, that's it.
Start pointing it at it.
See what it
says. Which crazy ass pilot? Is that Spirit Airlines?
Sully doing driving straight up in the air. That thing upside down again. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I forgot about that. Dang. See, this is why I'm going to smoke weed instead of taking edibles now. I can think so much more gooder. But, oh, man. Yeah, dude. New Zerati shop in town. I'm giving them a shout out down in Van Sant there.
Every Zerati shop that has been in the area in Wiser Pound has been busted and shut down.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. These guys are doing it right so far.
What causes that? Like them legally doing illegal stuff, obviously.
I think a lot of them are trying to sell their own product rather than what they're supposed to be selling.
Gotcha.
Like the one that's licensed to grow, manufacture, and all that is that's the weed you sell. But like, I'd gotten word from some guy. The place I go to is under new management now, and the manager before was ripping people off. Like, you can buy 5 pre-rolls for a certain amount of money, standard pre-rolls, or you can buy 5 premium pre-rolls. They're good weed for a certain amount of money. Well, I get the premium, of course. Who's going to smoke the standard? Palate. Yeah, I have a fine palate, man. Plus, I really, really enjoy that flavor, champagne slushy. But come to find out, this crazy bitch was putting standards in the premium containers and making more money and selling her own shit. She was about to get them shut down.
Gotcha.
So these guys sell what they're supposed to be. I mean, they sell stickers is what they sell. Okay. They give you the weed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
I got a shit ton of stickers, Lance. So when I get my studio together out here, I got me a board I'm going to make. I'm going to put, and there's some kick-ass stickers too.
Okay. All
right. Also got a neon sign I've got designed I want to get made with the AI logo on it.
That would be cool.
To hang behind me. So I'm going to try to make it dark in my little space, you know, with the neon lights going.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, man, we've gone about an hour and a half.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dang, I hadn't been on in a while. You can tell I had a lot of just crazy stuff to talk about.
I did too. It's coming up on 11. We both have to work tomorrow.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. I got a 10-hour day ahead of me tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be a lot of welding, though. It's going to be a lot of fabricating. So we got a bunch of shit we got to build. But, well, guys, this has been awesome. I haven't done this in weeks now. I'm so glad Lance is able to come on.
I've got some time freed up now. We should be able to start banging these out more regularly.
Sweet. All right, guys. You know where to support us. We got the Patreon up. More stuff coming to the Patreon. Those front porch sessions, I'm going to start scheduling on weekends. So those interested in being on those, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I will let you know if you're going to be on those. I'll just reach out to you guys. How about that?
We got a powwow we have to do. We will do one very soon.
Yes. We will be doing the powwows again.
Within the next week or two, we will try to get a powwow set up.
Yes. But we're going to get a website soon. More merch coming. I got to talk to Justin. But all right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking around this long. And until next time.
Love yous, mean it.
See y'all later.